Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists learn your weaknesses? How do they learn what triggers you? How? H-O-W. Before we hop into that, though, make sure that y'all check out my new book on Amazon, a new kids book. It's called Remember, It's Not Your Fault. It helps kids understand that they can't control the circumstances that they were born into, how to respect boundaries and things like that. Yeah, it's a very good, unique kids book, straight to the point. Check it out on Amazon. Remember, It's Not Your Fault by Lee Hammack. But yeah, y'all. How do narcissists learn those weaknesses? How? Yeah, they get you to trust them. That's the easiest way to say it. They get you to trust them. They get you to understand it. They get you to believe everything that they say and do. They get you to do this for them, y'all. That's part of it. That's part of the dynamic of dealing with a narcissist or dealing with a toxic person, is they get you to trust them. And then when you trust them, when you feel safe with them, you start to share with them. You start to open up with them. You start to just feel comfortable and confident in sharing your secrets, your deepest, darkest secrets, your deepest, darkest traumas, the things that make you tick, the things that make you move forward, the things that hold you back in life. You feel comfortable enough to do that type of stuff, y'all. There's nothing wrong with sharing information with people, because that's how things are supposed to be, right? That's how things are supposed to be. Like, you see it. And you understand, like, this is how things are supposed to be. So you're thinking, it's like, we're supposed to be taking these steps forward. We're supposed to trust each other. We're supposed to share secrets. But just make sure that there is an equal distribution of information with this person, y'all. Because narcissistic people, they love bomb you in the beginning. Most of them do, y'all. Not everybody gets love bombed. Just be careful, because not all narcissists will love bomb you. Some people are mean from the beginning, and they'll tell you that they're mean from the beginning, and sometimes y'all think y'all can change them. You think, they're just joking. This is just them joking. They're playing with me. They're not really mean. Or I can change them. They haven't met somebody like me. Y'all don't. How do I say this? Don't stop thinking you can change people. Y'all, why do you have to do that? Stop. Stop thinking you can change people from the very, very beginning. Like, if they don't fit your criteria in the beginning, chances are they're not going to fit it in the end or the middle or whenever. They're not going to fit it, y'all. They're just not going to do that. You know, don't try to change people to fit you. You know what I mean? And I would just say, don't change yourself to fit people, but everybody's going to do what they want to do. We're all adults here. Most of y'all are adults. Some people, I have kids that listen to me too, apparently. Or young folks. But yeah. They learn your weaknesses by getting you to trust them, by making you feel safe and comfortable. And you share, you know, and sometimes you overshare. If you are just a natural overshare, and you're going out into the dating world or trying to get back out here into the world of dating and stuff like that, you better watch your, you need to practice some tact and stop oversharing, because you're going to meet a narcissistic person. They're going to love bomb you, and you're going to overshare to your heart's desire, to your heart's content, and they're going to manipulate the hell out of you. That's what I'm saying. Like, you understand that space. You see where you are right now. It's just like, if you overshare, they're going to take advantage of you. They just are. That's the part of the dynamic. That's part of the crux. This is where you're going to go with it. If you overshare, You're going to experience this right here. This is part of how things are going to go. So do not overshare your information, y'all. Just keep it to yourself. You know, make them earn it. Make them earn your information from the beginning. You know, I tell people that, just like, stop giving people the benefit of the doubt. Make people earn your information, because those are two things right there that just ruin people's lives. If you give the wrong person the benefit of the doubt, you're going to waste a lot of your time in your life dealing with this person. But another way, y'all, that they learn your weaknesses is by they tell you some of theirs. They give you like a little, they slow drip you some of their weaknesses. Like, oh, here's like a little thimble full of my weaknesses right here. They give you a thimble full, you know, not even a real thimble. They give you the thimble. Y'all play Monopoly, the video game, how big that thimble is. That's what they give you full of their weaknesses or their triggers or their trauma. You know, they give you a little Monopoly sized thimble full of their trauma. And they expect you to give them a bucket of yours. You know, they give you a thimble, you give them a gallon bucket. They give you a thimble of what they feel like their weaknesses are, what they can work on. You give them a gallon bucket. And then they use that against you. Y'all, narcissistic people, a lot of them are out here just trying to gather more information so that they can weaponize it and use it against you. It can be as simple as that right there. They're trying to gather all this information just so later on they can weaponize it against you. They just can't. They get into that space of like, okay, I'm going to do this right here. I got you right here. I'm going to weaponize this stuff against you because it benefits me. I'm going to weaponize your trauma and your triggers so I can use them to keep you in your place. I can threaten to blackmail you. I can do all of this stuff with your trauma and your triggers. And then I got you. You know what I mean? That's how they keep you in track, because they'll use it against you, but they'll use this stuff against you when you least expect it. Like you are out here just trying to gather your senses. You are out here trying to make things work for yourself. You're out here trying to grind and keep everything moving forward. But then you end up talking to this toxic narcissistic person and it sets you off because you tell them what triggers you. And they use it against you, because if I can trigger you, I can control you. If they can trigger you, they can control you. If they can get you to react, they can control you. Because like, that's why I said, that's why I tell, y'all know, I say this all the time to people. Controlling your reactions is a superpower against narcissists and toxic people. It is. Controlling what triggers you, controlling your reactions and how you react to somebody that's trying to trigger you on purpose, can help protect you, can help guard you, can help keep you safe and strong and whatnot, because you have to. Because I'll be damned if that toxic narcissistic person doesn't learn what triggers you and use it against you later on. I haven't met a narcissistic person that hasn't used something that you've told them against you. You know what I mean? They haven't. They haven't. They get you to trust them. And they get you to trust them or feel safe with them. And if you feel safe with them, you look at them like if you feel safe with a narcissist or a toxic person or whoever, you look at this person like a vault, right? This person is a vault. You look at them as a vault. Okay, this person, like, I can feel safe with this person. I can give them my information and they're going to hold it within themselves like a vault. Then they need a key or access code to get to my stuff, you know? So they will do that right there. They do that. They literally do that right there, y'all. Like a vault. You want them to hold in information. You want them to do this, do that. And you want them to keep that type of stuff moving forward. You know, you want them to keep that stuff to themselves. But if you're dealing with a narcissistic person and they feel like you're rubbing them the wrong way, or you go against them, or you embarrass them, they will use that information against you later on. They just will, y'all. They'll bring it up in passing. They'll use it in a dog whistle. They will do that type of stuff all the time. And another way that a narcissist learns, the final way I'm talking about, y'all, how they learn your triggers is, and what triggers you or what gets you to react, is they get your friends and family to tell them. They get the people around you to tell them. You know, they look online. They look for other sources to get information about you from. You know, they will look for other sources to gather information, to gather your triggers, to gather your weaknesses, to gather your strengths and things like that, to see what makes you tick. They'll ask your friend. They'll get in good with your friends and family and ask your friends and family what happened in your old relationship. They'll ask your friends and family what, you know, what you've been through so they can, so they won't do the same thing. They lie. You know, they lie. That's another way, y'all. They lie. They lie to get your triggers. You know, they lie. That's another way. They just will outright lie to you to get information from you. They will lie to your friends and family to get information about you. They will do this to y'all by any means necessary in toxic narcissistic relationships. This is the way it goes. It's just part of it, y'all. It is. It is part of it. Y'all know once they learn your triggers, again, if y'all can find a narcissistic person that does not weaponize triggers, that has not used your triggers against you, because they won't do it, y'all. They won't do it at first. You know, like I said, at the beginning, if they are sharing something with you and then you share something, if you share something with them, they will promise not to use it against you. They're not going to use it against you at first. They'll seemingly be empathetic towards your struggles. But really, they're putting your struggles and your trauma in like this little Rolodex to be used against you later on. They're going to weaponize your trauma against you, y'all. They're going to try to hurt you. They're going to try to manipulate you. And they're going to try to keep you down. That's why I said protect your information. Guard your information. Guard your heart. Guard your soul. You have to guard yourself, because why would they guard you? You know, I know people are just like, well, Lee, this and that. No, y'all, why would they guard you? Think about it. Think about it from that perspective right there, y'all. Why would they guard your information? Especially if they feel like you wronged them or you hurt them, they're going to use your information against you. And I know that sucks to hear, but like, because you trusted them, but they're going to use your information against you. They just are, y'all. Anyways, y'all, I appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode, y'all. Self-Love Journal is on Amazon. The kids' book is on Amazon. Check both of them out, y'all. If you have kids, this is for the kids. To help the kids work on them. This is for you to work on yourself. Self-Love Journal. Like and subscribe for more, y'all. Mental Hildas is out. Peace. Thanks so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal. Help you rebuild their self-love and authenticity after a toxic relationship. Thank you.